Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, October 8th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have with us Dina Whatley Burnett. Dina will read for us, and after she reads, she and I will have a time where we sit down together to talk about things of life and faith. Thank you, Dina, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Our first reading is 2 Peter chapter 3. Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this coming?" He promised. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters, also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote, "You with the wisdom that God gave him." He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures, to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So now let's turn to Psalm 129. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth. Let Israel say, "They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long, but the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before it can grow. With it the reaper cannot fill his hands, nor the one who gathers fill his arms. May those who pass by not say, 'The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.'" Our next reading is Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord, given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would be 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, "O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with all who love him and obey his commands, we have sinned and we have done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who speak your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame, the men of Judah and people of Jerusalem and all of Israel, both near and far, in all countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. O Lord, we and our kings, our princes, and our fathers are covered with shame because we have sinned against you. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving. Even though we have rebelled against him, we have not obeyed the Lord our God or kept the laws he gave us through his servants the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against you. You have fulfilled the words spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing upon us great disaster. Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. Just as it was written in the law of Moses, all the disaster has come upon us. Yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord, our God, by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. The Lord did not hesitate to bring the disaster upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does. Yet we have not obeyed him. Now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand, who made for yourself a name that endures this day, we have sinned, we have done wrong. O Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, turn away your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our fathers have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, O Lord, look with favor on our desolate sanctuary. Give your ear, O God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make request of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act. For your sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you begin to pray, an answer was given, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the message and understand the vision. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know and understand this, from the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One, the Ruler, comes. There will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble. After the 72 sevens, the Anointed One will be cut off, and he will have nothing. The people of the Ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end, and desolations have been decreed. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 seven. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on a wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him.
Thank you so much, Dina, for reading for the podcast today. I want you to tell me a little bit about your family.
Thank you for having me. I'm married to Walter. We've been married 10 years, November 5th, and we have a 7-year-old named Ethan. He is such a joy. He attends Brookwood Forest Elementary and is in the first grade.
I want you to tell me a little bit more about Ethan. What is he interested in?
Ethan is a great kid. I am so proud of him. He loves karate. He plays piano. He was into soccer, but then COVID started, so we took a pause on that. So I'm hoping to get him back involved with that. And he just started Boy Scouts. He loves that. And I love that Walter and him do it together. And anything science. He is very into science and inventions. And his newest thing is the Titanic. He is obsessed with the Titanic.
When did you and Walter move to Birmingham?
We moved here in December of 2017.
And how did you get connected with Mountain Brook Baptist?
When we first moved here, I sent out emails to several churches to see if I could get my son into the ELC. And Sharon Howard was the first one that responded, actually even over the holidays. So we came in and did a tour, and I loved it. And Ethan loved it. So once we got connected with the ELC, we got connected with the church.
And tell me about your faith. Did you grow up going to church? And when did you profess faith first in Jesus?
Yes, I grew up in church and I came to faith when I was 9 years old.
Okay, tell me about a time when the Lord has worked mightily in your life.
I would have to say that would be my move here, because it was a very hard transition for me to move from Texas to Alabama. I remember in the beginning when we first moved here, Walter would come home and I would be in the bedroom just crying because I could not get adjusted to living here. So it was a very dark time for me. And with Ethan being so small, I wanted it to be a happier time, especially for him. And so I prayed and I got involved with Mountain Brook Baptist, and both of those things just really helped me a lot. And Ethan was fortunate enough to be able to go to school here.
Do you have a favorite song?
One that I really like is Know You Will by Hillsong United.
And tell us a little bit about what it says.
Well, the part that I like the best is it says, when the road runs dead, you can see a way I don't, and it makes no sense, but you say that's what faith is for. When I see a flood, you see a promise. When I see a grave, you see a door. And when I'm at my end, you see where the future starts. And that whole sentence right there just kind of makes me feel about my move from Texas to Alabama.
Dina, is there anything in the scripture from today that you would want to make comment on?
Yes, what really stuck out with me was 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. Fire will destroy everything in them. God will judge the earth and everything done in it. I just want to encourage people that wherever they are in their walk with Christ, that they know that he will come like a thief in the night, and we need to be ready.
Dina, would you pray for us that God would help us to be ready?
Father, thank you for this time with Mary. Thank you for this time to fellowship with others. Be with us all today. Help us to remember that regardless what's going on in our life, that the future is with you, and that wherever we are with our walk with you, that we need to be ready. In your name I pray, amen.